The Gulf Coast Growth Show is sponsored by Chevron Pasadena Refinery and is an extension of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region, where our mission is to market and grow a vibrant regional economy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm your host, Jason Lee, and I am excited to announce the new addition to the team, my great friend and our newest co-host, Zeke Smith, a longtime member of the Economic Alliance. He's brought three organizations here and has been monumental in not only in this organization, but also in the Association of Builders and Contractors. So Zeke, glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself so our audience can get familiar with you.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, so started as a big fan of Jason and the show several years ago through the Alliance. Was a one-time virtual guest, unfortunately. Didn't get to see this beautiful studio, but back during COVID, had a great talk about all things industry and COVID-related. And so I'm flattered and honored to be your Vanna White here on the show for the eighth season. And so I'm glad to be a part of the organization as Apache Industrial. So
a fitting seat for you to be here on the show, and excited to have you. With that being said, we're joined by Captain Clint Winiger from the Houston Pilots. Excited to have you today, Captain.
It's great. Great to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Fantastic. And we're going to dive in a minute into the Pilots, but as I was saying before the show, you're here dressed in a sport coat, looking all casual and professional, but I was saying, you guys are, for lack of a better term, are pretty bad dudes, and I think the first time I saw Pilots, I was in a conference or a board meeting, and they have all the politicians and everybody else, but then there was this like table of guys, and everybody's like wandering around and shaking their hands and wondering what was going on. And I was like, what's up with those guys? And they were like, oh dude, that's the Pilots. I was like, okay, well that's pretty cool. And then I've learned to become what it is, and our audience is going to get to hear it. So I think, like we were saying earlier, you'd be best suited to be rocking some aviator shades and some flight jackets because you guys are so cool. But I can't wait to share with our audience and what you guys do and really what makes y'all so special. But first, tell us a little bit about your background, your story. I know this is an inaugural year for you, heading up the organization. So we'd love to hear that and tell us about the Pilots.
Again, thanks for having me give this opportunity to talk about the Pilots. We love to talk about what we do on the channel. But Zeke, I'm a product of LaPorte, so born and raised in LaPorte, three generations, so went to the same high school as my grandparents.
Oh, wow.
So I idolized my grandfather. He was in the maritime industry. At 14 years old, he started working on a harbor tug. Wow. And so my uncle got into the industry, so I just wanted to be like those guys, did everything they did, graduated LaPorte High School, went to Texas A&M Galveston Maritime Program. After I got out of that, I went to product and chemical tankers for about 10 years. Went to sea a lot, several months at a time. Once I reached that 10-year program, I started applying to different pilot groups and was blessed to get into the Houston Pilots, which is what most reveal around the world as the best ship handlers in the world. So it's just great to be a part of this organization.
You guys are the top guns. Pilots. I love it. That's fantastic. So, well, congratulations on just being able to achieve that feat. And again, what a great homegrown story. We love that. So for our audience, tell us a little bit about who the Pilots are, really what makes you guys so special.
A lot of people don't even know that Houston has a port, okay, right? My wife is from Clear Lake. When we met, she didn't even know the port of Houston existed. It's the busiest port in the country.
Right.
So, we move 60 ships a day on average. Every 20 minutes, a pilot's getting on or off a ship out there. So it's the busiest port in the country. What we do is a 52-mile channel, 19,000 transits a year.
Wow.
19,000 ship transits a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Unbelievable.
The only thing that slows us down is that F word we don't like to talk about. So it's fog.
And fog.
Yeah, and we're just getting out of the fog season, so we're extremely excited for that.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm glad you guys aren't trying to play chicken in the fog.
No.
So now talk to us real quick about chicken, because I know it's a thing.
Yep.
It's kind of like, and y'all call it, is that the technical term, or there's a game?
No, it's good. I like that word.
Yeah.
It's
mind-blowing when you think about it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Years ago, the Pilots came came along with that concept, it really revolutionized. I think it really is what made Houston what it is. Being able to, that long transits and being able to maintain that two-way traffic, nowhere else in the world perform a maneuver like that. And so through the years and perfected it and maintained our safety record, we have 1.4 million vessel interactions a year. And for our safety records, it's unmatched. So.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. But so I know what chicken is, but for the rest of the group, what is chicken?
So to maintain that two-way traffic in that narrow waterway, these two vessels have to approach each other and maintain themselves in the center of the channel. You can't get on the edge of the channel or the bank effect. The bank wants to push the ship back to the middle.
Oh, wow.
So you have to maintain yourself in the middle of the channel until you get really close. We get a little over half a mile apart. Then we start our break. We start breaking away from each other. And then we use the bank and the effect and the ship effect to maintain ourselves away from the bank and away from the ship. So it's just this maneuver that we dance around each other.
It's literally a dance. It's like, yes. And then just perfect timing,
right.
And all like coordinated. Yeah. And so, and the reason why a pilot comes on board, so you've got guys who are bringing the ship from, you know, overseas and another guy who's ready to take it overseas. But right. Because you guys are so gifted and so skilled and so crafted in regards to your particular niche, mm-hmm. That's why the pilot then gets placed on board. So
correct.
You're gonna drop on that ship. They're gonna be heading and they go, okay, we got to bring the pilot on because these are the guys that are gonna navigate this crazy stuff. Because right, you take it on the open sea, it's not too scary.
Right.
But when you get into that little narrow channel, that's when they got to bring in the top guns.
Right. When I was at sea, the captain. The orders he would give to all the officers is maintain 2 miles separation from any vessel.
Right.
And so that's what they do when they go during the ocean voyage. They maintain at least a 2 mile separation. And when you're coming into a port, we pass ships 100 feet apart or less. So
that's
so
crazy.
So, you know, we're commissioned by the governor to protect the waterway and the environment and maintain, you know, making this port the number one port in the country. But our main focus is safety. And so we get on board the ship 5 miles offshore and we navigate that vessel all the way to the dock. And once we get alongside the dock and safely tie up, we leave. It does its cargo operation. And then before it departs, we get back on and get it safely offshore to where it goes to the next port.
Just amazing. And to think that you do all that while being ridiculously safe and, mm-hmm. and having all those transactions and never, ever having really any major issues is just unbelievable. Speaks to what you guys are capable of.
Every day is different. It's just exciting to be a pilot in Houston.
Fantastic. Zeke?
Yeah. So we've started down that conversation of difference in captain and pilot. Mm-hmm. And Jason, just, I don't know, speak for yourself that the open ocean isn't scary. So I don't know. I think it may be, but the difference in a captain and a pilot. We called you Captain Winnegar when mm-hmm. you walked in. Now we're saying a pilot. So tell our audience, what is the difference in those two titles? What is a pilot? And then most importantly, how the heck do you become one, right? You said you were offshore. So how did you work your way into the pilot's job?
Yeah. It's a great question. So a ship captain is really the owner, the primary leader of that ship. He knows everything about it. He knows all the particulars of that vessel. What he doesn't know, all the details to every port and what he may or may not experience. So what he does is every time he comes to a port, he gets a pilot on board that knows all the details of the channel, knows where all the shoaling may be, knows where he can or cannot operate, the speeds, all of those things. And so it's your local expert. It gets on board, it takes over.
Nice. So how do you become, how do you get into that work? It's obviously very specialized. How do you get there?
In Houston, we take a mix of people. So every time we take people, we take them in even numbers, and we want a different range of backgrounds. We take half of our pilots have a inland background. They have experience on harbor tugs or push boats or some kind of inland waterway experience, and the other half come from a deep sea ship background. So after you do at least 10 years, on average, it's probably 15 years of experience, you can start applying to be a member. And then once, you know, we have enough, when we're looking to add on members, we look at your qualifications, how much experience you've had, and then you apply to us, and then we select from that pool.
Wow. So it's like almost like a brotherhood in a way. Like, I mean, it's pretty much an elite group. Like, you guys decide who gets in, and then they stay in, and then it's like kind of limited as to how many there are.
It is. It's you know, I guess you could equate it to maybe getting into the SEALs or getting into a partner in a law firm or something like that. You know, you work really hard and you try to get the best background you can. We emphasize a lot on investment to the community. We love to give back. So we want you to have local experience. We want you to know what kind of commitment you're getting yourself into. You know, this is, you could pay my wife all the money in the world to go to downtown Houston in rush hour traffic. She ain't doing it. Right. So you have to have a special kind of desire to be put in that environment, because this isn't for everybody. And so to have that experience and know what you're getting yourself committed to, it makes the training easier as well. We really put our deputies through a grueling program. Their first year and a half, it's a 3-year training program, but their first year and a half is every day. Every Wow. day they do it. They're on the channel every day. So in the course of a 3-year time frame, they do 1,000 transits. They do 1,000 ships. That's more than some pilots do in their career in other ports. So, I mean, we really put them through the grind. So after 3 years, they know they're fully qualified. They can do anything that comes into Houston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Great way to transition because we're going to start talking about, we're really kind of talking about the future of the pilots, right? And creating opportunity. I think you guys have some expos or some things that are coming out to really kind of help educate the youth or maybe the next generation. Talk to us about some of those.
Like I was telling you before, my wife, born and raised in Clear Lake, didn't even know we had a ship channel. So we're really trying to get that next generation to even know what the maritime industry is. It's a huge growing area. There's a lot of demand for new people in the industry. And whether you make it up to the pilot level or not, there's great careers, a lot of which you don't need a 4-year degree to do. So, you know, high school degrees, we've invested in 7 maritime high school programs in the area. We have a great partnership with Sanjack College. We donated $1 million simulator to their school to help train their students. We also get the benefit of using it, so we don't have to travel all over the place to do simulations and stuff. But we have a great partnership with Sanjack. With the Port of Houston also helps a lot with outreach and education, but it's really about trying to get that next generation interested or excited into, I mean, this opportunity that's right here at your doorstep.
Fantastic. You know, and that's really what we're starting to see. And I was just reading the other day around this, with all this AI and all these things that are coming, a lot of white collar jobs are going to become obsolete, right? Mm-hmm. People who used to think that the way to make a good living was, you know, getting in this degree and getting in this thing and then getting in some high rise downtown. Mm-hmm. Well, now a big segment of that population is going to be replaced by computers. You can't replace a pilot with a computer.
Correct.
It's just not going to happen. You can't replace that tugboat guy with a computer. It's just not going to happen. But that's not going to go anywhere. We're going to continue to push things in and out of the ship channel. So I think that's fantastic. And it's amazing to think that a couple of guys who are out leading the organization, doing their own thing, you know, you're not accountable to have to go do these things, but you guys choose to do that, which again speaks to the value of our community and the work that we do with our stakeholders and the individuals that are committed to that. So we thank you for that. Zeke, any insight?
Yeah, to that point, I think one of the wonderful things about the Economic Alliance and all of its members are how committed everyone is to giving back to the community, mm-hmm. right? So whether it's through outreach, the schools, the junior colleges, you know, whether it's time, talent, or treasure,
right.
all of our members in the Alliance are very committed to that. So wanted to spend some time, if we could, since you're the new presiding officer of the Houston Pilots Association, what are some of the community outreach things other than trying to increase workforce, which we all are. I think it's a great initiative. But what are some other things you guys are all involved in the community we can discuss today?
one of the biggest things we have going on right now is we're really focused on this Youth Expo. It starts on April 14th. It's hosted at the San Jacinto Maritime College there in Shore Acres. There's right now is 800 kids signed up to come to that event. It's a great event to get the next generation excited about the maritime world. So there's a lot of vendors there to show the kids like what kind of opportunity there is out there for them. Because what we're finding out now is a lot of the high school programs, you have to really start in junior high to know that that's where you want to go. If you wait until the end of your high school career, you almost get kind of too late to really dive into it. So we're starting now younger and really trying to get into that junior high area to get kids like focused on this is a great opportunity for them. They don't have to spend a lot of money at a university. They can go right into the workforce and make a great living.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling a little deflated over here because in my head I'm thinking, I want to be a pilot. So, but it looks like that might be out of reach these days because not getting any younger.
Community. I'm not sure the group would select you, Jason. They're an exclusive group.
That is an exclusive group. And I might not meet the height requirements either. So.
You made your own short joke. I love it.
True story. I know you guys are involved with a number of charitable organizations as well. You want to outline any of those that you guys have been a part of, any of the work that you guys have done?
Yeah. I got to read it off the list. We're involved in so many. We're really proud of our outreach and We participate in Texas Executive Women, Women's Offshore Foundations is a new one we're excited to be a part of. Baker Ripley, volunteer for food distributions, El Centro de Corazon. We've been partnered with that organization for a long time. Some of the ones that we spend the most time with is the Seafarer Center. And give an outreach to all the mariners that come in off of foreign ships to have them have a place. We participate with the Seafarer Center a lot. One of the biggest things is around Christmas time, putting boxes together to give to the
oh that's cool
yeah the foreign captain or the foreign crews that don't get home for Christmas to give them a little Christmas present.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's interesting. I didn't even think about that concept. Like, assumingly they could be here for days. Weeks on end at some point.
And COVID, it was terrible because they couldn't get off the ship. They wouldn't do any crew changes. Sometimes they were on there over a year without being home to their family. So it was a tough time, and that's where Seafarer Center outreach was really, really, really big deal.
Oh, my gosh. They literally couldn't get off the ship.
They couldn't get off the ship. The Seafarer Center helped them get COVID vaccines to them. I can't even tell you how many vaccines they gave the crew members. It was amazing.
Wow.
The outreach that Seafarer Center has done for those foreign crews was amazing.
Unbelievable.
Maritime Museum is another one that's really exciting. Now they're called the Maritime Center. They're moving to the East End, and that's a really, really cool area that they're starting to develop. It's there on Buffalo Bayou. Have you seen it?
Oh, absolutely. East River,
East River.
Yeah.
You've seen the golf course.
Yeah.
So we just attended an event there, and it's going to be a great facility. Really excited to be a part of that.
Awesome. Well, you know, and then as we get ready to wrap up, I think it'd be great to highlight, a little thing happened a few months ago. I say little, but it was like pretty monumental because one of our monuments got shipped down for repairs. And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I know specifically because you're about to share it, but I teared up just watching it because I knew growing up as a kid, this little ship that was sitting out of here, hanging out that I used to run around on as a little kid. And then watching that beautiful thing kind of really navigate its way down and to be repaired, but also to continue to sustain its place in our Texas history and our nation's history, is nostalgic and unbelievable. And I think you got to play a little role in that. Tell us about that.
We move some of the biggest machines in the world, and it's really exciting what we do, but that was a really special event for me to be a part of. I was one of two pilots that were involved in that day. Our presiding officer at the time, Robert Thompson, and myself took took turns navigating the battleship outbound, took it out of the berth, and just that delicate maneuver of this thing is 108 years old and all the cameras and all the people watching and please don't have this thing mess up or me mess up, you know, on that transit outbound. There was a lot of eyes, but it was a great day. It was beautiful. We were worried about making sure that, you know, we didn't have to deal with rain or wind or a lot of environmental issues on that transit, but it was just a beautiful day. You know, God was looking out for us.
Amen.
It was a good challenge, but
Now, be honest, you get a little choked up?
I did. It was really exciting.
Yeah,
there was a lot of people. I was blown away by the number of people that was really out there watching that day. And it was during the week. Yeah. So, you know, it wasn't a weekend. I mean, there was a lot of people that took off work. It was amazing to see.
Lots of fantastic pictures still out on the web. I feel like maybe Jason or I should have been there and told you, don't lock your knees. Kind of like wedding day.
Yeah, don't lock.
Driving the ship and pass out. You know, such a monumental thing.
I mean, it's unbelievable, right? To think about all the stuff that you guys do behind the scenes every day, that is such a requirement to keep this port running, and there's no glorification to that. No one's, you know, high-fiving you guys every day. It's just part of the job. But then to actually, you know, take our local guys, a guy who's homegrown, you know, here in our region, and then get to have you participate, not only participate, but actually drive the ship. Right, like that, you know, pilot the ship is just so amazing. It's just such a testament to just this region and the work that we do and the work that you guys do. And I couldn't think of anybody better to be driving it.
So sure your grandfather would have been super proud of that moment.
I'm pretty sure he's looking down and with a tear in his eye too. So, I tell you what, that's about the end of the show. But before we wrap up, is there anything that we didn't cover that you feel like you absolutely want to share or communicate?
I'm just blessed to represent, I think, the best pilot group in the world. This is an extreme honor to represent and brag on all the men and women that are out there every day moving ships. And to some degree, not a lot of people know about it. In some ways, that's good. We don't want it. We don't want a big spotlight on it in a negative way. But my job is to go out there and brag on them and tell them about everybody what the good work they're doing, not only on the channel, but off the channel.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate all the hard work you do keeping us safe and keeping this economy pumping and flowing. So,
absolutely.
Zeke, thanks for joining us. Excited to have you on board this week.
Excited to be
and
here.
And to our audience, as always, you can tune in and now you can join by, if you want to share your story or communicate or recommend any guests to us, you can now reach out to myself and or Zeke on LinkedIn. We'd love to stay connected and stay tuned in with you. And as always, we appreciate you checking in and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to go to the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region website and subscribe to our channels. And let's pay it forward by sharing the good news of what's happening in our region by passing this episode to somebody you know.